This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Hulu this week premiered the first three episodes of The Handmaid's Tale. The TV show, based on the book by Margaret Atwood, is set in a dystopian America with a totalitarian government in charge. It's a world where women have been stripped of their right to control their bodies, to work, to have their own money.
I have $4,000 in that account. They can't just take it.
We made it easy. All they needed to do was just push a few buttons. Alyssa heard there's a new law. Women can't own property anymore.
Wait, what?
Bruce Miller is the showrunner and creator of The Handmaid's Tale. Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So what drew you to this story in the first place?
I read this book when I was actually in college. So in a new fiction class, which tells you how long ago I was in college. And it was really one of the first books I read that made me feel like I was starting to understand how to be a writer, that this is how you put words together into a story. And it was one of those books that always seemed like very, you know, no matter when you read it, it was relevant. It was perennially relevant. And then I heard tell that there was a TV series coming along, and I was all excited just as a fan of the book, you know, excited to see the TV series, and kind of never really happened. So I started to have, as I got kind of more into writing television, I had my agent keep checking to see if the rights were available, which they never were. But after 8 or 9 years of those phone calls, eventually they said they're looking for someone to come in and, you know, write a new pilot and run the show. And I guess pure enthusiasm and, you know, 30 years of thinking about it paid off.
How did it wind up on Hulu?
Well, most of that took place before I came onto the project. It was a Showtime project originally through MGM, and then Showtime decided not to do it. And I guess there was some sort of, you know, competition, some sort of bidding war for the project, and Hulu won. So I think Hulu was looking for a project they could find a way to sink their teeth into. And so, you know, that happens above and beyond my pay grade, thank God, because those decisions are seemingly quite complicated, and I never know how they end up making money off of TV streaming. It all just seems so complicated, but luckily I don't have to think too much about that.
What do you make of the political reaction we've seen to the show? I saw the Hollywood Reporter called it the most unintentionally relevant show ever.
Not completely unintentionally. I hope we tried to make it relevant anyway. But in terms of its political, I mean, I think everybody sees it in a different way. For me, I just see it as just that feeling of powerlessness against the changes of government. And I think that this is just a very extreme version of that.
When did you guys finish the show?
We finished the show in February.
Okay.
So it was, you know, very much, you know, all the scripts were written and most of our filming was done well before the inauguration. And I do think that even after Trump was elected president, that there was a question about what that was going to mean. And during the time between the election and the inauguration, I think it was more up in the air. I think since the inauguration, things have come more into concrete focus. And so there have been more parallels between the work that we did and what's going on in the real world since then. But I didn't know that was coming. We followed the story that we had and certainly followed Margaret Atwood's prescience more than tried to look and say, you know, this is what's about to happen in America. I mean, instead, we just looked at what was happening around the world the same way Margaret did.
Do you think the fact that the show has become so politicized works in the show's favor, or do you worry it could turn off part of the potential audience?
Well, I certainly think it could turn off people from watching it because, it's not a show that's based on the political times now. It's a show that was based on, you know, Margaret Atwood would say, on some of the struggles with the rise of evangelical politics in the 80s. So I certainly wouldn't want people not to watch because they think it's just a metaphor digging at their decision or their candidate or their point of view, because none of that is, you know, it certainly wasn't the intention. And I think of it much more as a character piece and a survival story and, you know, an incredible woman in this horribly misogynistic, you know, anti-woman environment.
These are anxious times in the country. And we've talked a lot on the show about sort of entertainment as escapism more than anything these days. And I wonder for you, is The Handmaid's Tale the kind of show you want to sit down on the couch and watch at the end of the day?
I don't look at TV as escapism or entertainment as escapism. I just want to feel something. I want to feel along with these characters.
Yeah.
And I can absolutely understand. I mean, I would have constructed a very different show if I thought everybody was going to watch all the episodes in one day. Hulu's model is to drop an episode a week. And it was the very first question I had for them is, how is this going to be distributed? Because, you know, it's heavy stuff. The book is heavy stuff. But I worked on ER for a while, and one of the things I loved about the show was when it was done, you needed like half a glass of scotch to get to sleep. And and to me, you know, it was, you know, memorable. And I certainly, you know, am not in the despair business. It's I mean, I think it's a very hopeful show. And actually, I think even though tough to watch sometimes, it's supposed to be entertaining. Just like I think the book is incredibly entertaining, even though it's got heavy themes and horrible things happening. It's just, you know, a deep dive into a world, and it's very, very interesting and satisfying.
But maybe that scotch can help afterwards before bed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would definitely recommend that.
Bruce Miller is creator and showrunner of The Handmaid's Tale. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.